Enters gates with thanksgiving. Enters courts with praise. Enters gates with thanksgiving. Enters courts with praise. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in Him. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. The day that the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in Him. Let us rejoice and be glad in Him.
Amen. Hallelujah. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Praise God. That's the beginning. Amen. That's the first step to becoming aware of His presence, to entering into His presence, amen, to allowing His presence to permeate your being, to allow His presence to become what you're most aware of, amen. In any place, at any time, hallelujah, you can praise Him, you can give Him thanks, and to develop that consciousness of His awareness, amen. Philippians tells us in chapter 4, verse 6 and through 8, it talks about making our requests known unto God with thanksgiving. And then that the peace of God would garrison or guard or build a guard around our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. As you give Him thanks and you become more aware of His presence, that produces a peace. That produces a peace inside. That produces a joy inside. That produces a strength inside. Because where He is, there is strength. There is joy forevermore. There are pleasures forevermore where He is. Amen. And He's with you all the time. But you and I just aren't conscious of that as much as we should be. Amen. And thanksgiving is a way for us to become more conscious of His presence as we continually give thanks. That's the sacrifice of praise, thanksgiving on our lips. As we continually give Him thanks, we continue to recognize or become more and more and more conscious of His presence with us. Amen? That's going to produce strength and confidence. Hallelujah. That's going to produce peace. That's going to help you in those times when you're believing that you've received. Amen. That's going to help you in those times when all the doubts and all the fears are trying to overwhelm you. Then you begin to praise God for the answer. You begin to praise Him for the promises of His Word. You begin to praise Him for His faithfulness. You begin to give Him thanks for all those wonderful things that He's given you and done for you. Amen. And pretty soon, your faith is bolstered, your faith is stronger, you're happy, you're moving forward in the Lord, expectantly waiting upon Him to see that manifestation of that answered prayer. Amen. It just all works together, but your thanksgiving is so important because not only does it make His presence known to other people, but especially to you. Man, it's not like you have to be out standing on a street corner, you know, singing or speaking at the top of your lungs. You can just quietly give thanks to the Lord sitting there at your desk at work. Amen. Or wherever you happen to be. But just develop that attitude of gratitude. Develop that habit of thanksgiving and being thankful to the Lord and spending that time with Him. Just working that whole thing. Entering into His gates with thanksgiving. Spend time there. Spend time in the presence of the Lord. The blood of Jesus made it available to us. Spend time there. Amen. Give Him thanks. Hallelujah. Give Him thanks. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. Enter His his gates with thanksgiving all of your days. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in Him. Amen. Amen. Be glad in Him today. Give Him thanks today. Selah.